working phone lines.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
And that, of course, was last year's NFL Draft. You can hear tonight's beginning at 6 o'clock on all three of our frequencies. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
That was a heck of a selection, Todd.
Well, there's a reason why I said fantasy, because fantasy tends to not become reality. But we're going to make it to 6 o'clock tonight. That much I can promise you. And we'll do so with Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago. We're going to chat with him tonight at 5:30 as we'll take a deep dive inside what the Bears will do with the third overall pick in tonight's draft. Of course, Cleveland has the number one selection. Reports are that the Browns have settled. I say settled. He's the consensus number one overall selection, according to most people who follow the NFL draft. Myles Garrett will be the number one pick tonight, according to multiple reports, although there is still time for Cleveland to figure out how it could possibly screw this up.
This is like a verbal commitment, isn't it? This is the Browns coming out and saying, you know what, we're committing to Myles Garrett. They still have plenty of time to Cleveland Brown.
And they also have the number 12 overall selection tonight, and I don't know whether Trubisky will fall that far. I certainly wouldn't think that he will, with the 49ers and the Bears picking second and third, although I find it really hard to believe that the Bears would use that number three pick on a quarterback tonight. We'll see what happens. There's other teams at the Jets at six need a quarterback, but the conventional wisdom seems to be that Cleveland is going to take the best overall player at number one, and then maybe do some wheeling and dealing to move up from 12 to also try to grab a quarterback.
It just made sense for them to go this direction. And it was Todd McShay of ESPN early this morning reporting, or not reporting, but in his final mock draft, he had Mitch Trubisky going number one to the Cleveland Browns. There were certain rumors around Trubisky possibly going number one. But this is a team with two second-round picks and two third-round picks as well. So they, with that number 12 pick, will have the ability to move up five or six spots, and I think that the New York Jets are the team to watch to see if the Cleveland Browns trade up ahead of the Jets to get Mitchell Trubisky, because I'm not sure that he's going to be there at number 12, because the Jets are very high on him as well.
We're going to dive into the draft, of course, we are this evening, and we have an opportunity for you to join the program as well and put on your fantasy general manager's hats, because we're going to turn the 2017 NFL draft over to you, the listener. That's right. Coming up in hour number two, before we talk with Chris Emma tonight, we're going to allow you, the listeners, to make selections for these teams. And we're going to then revisit them tomorrow to see how close we came to picking in the correct order. Tomorrow we'll be doing this from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online at lindertire.com or in person in either Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. But we'll see how far down the first round. I don't know whether we'll do the first 10 picks, whether we'll go until we run out of time. But coming up in hour number two, the floor will be yours, and we will allow you to make selections for these teams. The top 10, by the way, tonight, we know Cleveland picks first. They will be followed theoretically by San Francisco, because you never know when picks are going to be traded or who they're going to be traded to. The Bears are on the board at number three, followed by Jacksonville, then Tennessee, the New York Jets at six, the Chargers at 7, Carolina picks 8th, Cincinnati 9th, and the Buffalo Bills currently hold the 10th selection in tonight's draft.
We think we know who the number one overall pick is, and I think at this point it would be very difficult for Cleveland to go back on their word, so to speak, and not take Myles Garrett, and it would be somewhat foolish. But other than that, there are so many, and we'll talk to Chris Emma from 670 The Score, and I'm interested to get his take on where the Bears sit at number 3, because they haven't been really posturing throughout this whole deal. You've heard the Jets having interest in Mitchell Trubisky. You've heard a lot of smoke screens from many of the teams in that top 10 range, but you haven't heard word one from Ryan Pace and the Chicago Bears, and there is one of about 5 or 6 directions that they can go. And I think that the most ideal situation for them is to possibly trade back if someone wants to move up to get a quarterback or to get another one of those secondary members that are highly coveted. So I think the Bears are in a good situation, a good position in the draft, but they're also in an intriguing position as well.
Does the NFL draft as a fan make you nervous tonight? Will you be nervous waiting for your team to make its selection? 319-366-1600. That, by the way, is a number that you're going to want to keep handy, because sometime before 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to have you call that, and you'll win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. You know they've got 3 locations across the corridor, one in the Lincoln View Square area in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, right across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and the third and newest location is open on Edgewood Road in the Fountains development. Jeff Downing has joined us on the other side of the glass. He's ready to take your phone calls and read your texts this evening. Again, the number 366-1600. Green Bay Dustin chiming in says, yes, very nervous. The Packers have the 29th overall selection, and it's always difficult when you pick late in the first round, although it's also kind of intriguing because you've got names that will fall down the draft board, guys that have been projected to go 10th overall, 15th overall. So it's not the end of the world to be picking at the end of the draft. New Orleans, by the way, holds the 32nd and final selection this evening. The Saints have that pick from the Patriots. So it starts with Cleveland, it ends with New Orleans, and we'll have it for you from start to finish. That's why we're off early tonight at 6 o'clock for ESPN's coverage of the draft. Other people using the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 2922, says, the Vikings don't have a first-round pick, so I have nothing to be nervous about. Let's look back last year, because I think a lot of people say that Minnesota overpaid for Sam Bradford last year when they gave up that first-round draft pick to Philadelphia. It would have been the 14th overall pick. In hindsight, I don't think that was necessarily a terrible trade for them to make, because they felt like they had a roster that was competitive from the get-go last year. And when they lost Teddy Bridgewater, they needed a quarterback. They went out and got one. If I'm a Vikings fan, I'm not necessarily upset that I don't have that pick, because it was a trade. And was it an overpay? Maybe. But even though we know that things did not work out for Minnesota, I think as you look back on that over time, it makes sense. I see why they did it. And we'll see who Philadelphia. There's speculation maybe they take Christian McCaffrey at 14, the Stanford running back that eviscerated Iowa at the Rose Bowl a couple Januaries ago.
I think Christian McCaffrey goes to, I think Carolina snags him up at number 8 if he gets that far. But as far as the Minnesota Vikings, you didn't know at the time that Adrian Peterson was going to have the meniscus injury and miss the rest of the season. And you remember Sam Bradford at the beginning of that season played very well. Now, this is still a roster on the defensive side of the ball that has the ability to compete with anybody. It's going to be about, A, can Sam Bradford function well inside that offense? moving forward. Is Teddy Bridgewater ever going to come back and be the same after that gruesome injury in practice? And that's where things will get interesting. But the addition of Latavius Murray does soften the blow just a little bit of Adrian Peterson heading to the New Orleans Saints. And the Mike Zimmer and that regime, since they have arrived in Minneapolis, has done a great job of drafting in the second, the third rounds, and they're going to get some picks later on in the draft that aren't going to be covered tonight because they don't have a first-round pick, but they still have a lot of work to do this weekend.
Anthony and Marion on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says, if Cleveland takes a defensive end number one like the Texans did, they'll be in the same boat the Texans are now. 4 or 5 years later, if I'm a Cleveland fan and they don't figure out a winning quarterback, it all seems kind of moot. But then again, this is Cleveland. No other part of the organization can run a team either. And Don, the Ohio State fan, Don, whom we hear from occasionally on the text line, says, as a Browns fan, I fully expect Garrett to trip and tear his ACL on the walk to get his draft jersey. Or he will refuse to sign and enter the WWE. I think this is almost foolproof for Cleveland with the first overall pick. The question is what the Browns do with that second pick, the number 12 selection tonight. And can they spin that into a positive acquisition, or are they going to do something crazy and either try to trade up to get a quarterback that a lot of people feel is going to be a reach? What do they do with it? Speaking of quarterbacks, that's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. How many of them are going to be taken in the first round of the draft tonight? Your options are a couple, three quarterbacks, or four or more. Vote now. And so far, I believe one or two quarterbacks is leading the voting. Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast here in Cedar Rapids brings you the poll question every day. Stop on in and check them out. Tell them that you heard about them right here on KGYM. And a big thank you going out to Emil's Hideaway. While we're talking about our friends, I ran into Steve Carter from Dr. Pepper last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium up on the second level. Colonels getting a win last night over the Burlington Bees. We'll tell you all about that, as well as some big news involving the UNI and Drake basketball programs coming up on our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. But let's go to Tiffin and bring John on board. John wants to talk a little bit about tonight's draft. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. As a Vikings fan, and you guys know this, I've got one question for you. The Vikings traded their number one pick, first round pick, I should say, last year, to get Sam Bradford. You can't tell me that any of those teams looking for a quarterback wouldn't draft Bradford over any of them that are up on the board right now. A. B, well, you got to remember, too, the Vikings offense has been built around Adrian Peterson. Finally, he's gone. So we can just run an offense and not have to worry about making sure Adrian likes it. That's all I have. I'll listen. Thanks, guys.
Over these quarterbacks, I think it's very possible. I really am not high on this crop of quarterbacks. And I think Sam Bradford has been in every bad situation to begin his career. I don't think he's done much to help himself become, to take that next step, but he is certainly, I would have to agree he's better than what is out there this year.
Which is why I think it was interesting that the Patriots decided to hang on to Jimmy Garoppolo, because given the quarterback draft class this year, you would have thought that they would have been able to capitalize on that. Some team is going to take Trubisky tonight. Some team's going to take Deshaun Watson. The question is whether or not you see Patrick Mahomes out of Texas Tech or another quarterback.
Deshaun Kizer out of Notre Dame,
Deshaun
possibly.
Deshaun Kizer, there's just something about Notre Dame quarterbacks that give me reason for concern if I'm a team drafting, but that's neither here nor there. How many quarterbacks will go tonight in the draft is going to be a big question. Now, as weak as the QB class is, the running back class is fairly strong. And you've got this coming on the heels of last year where you saw Ezekiel Elliott get taken by the Dallas Cowboys and make a huge impact on that team. Is somebody going to find their Zeke Elliott tonight?
not in the same sense of becoming a 30 to 35 carry guy right away for them, because I think Leonard Fournette could very well end up at number four to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's not a team that he's going to succeed with right away and kind of pull the reins in there. But I just brought it up. Christian McCaffrey, I think, is the perfect fit for the Carolina Panthers offense, and we talked about it yesterday during the Draft Wheel segment. He's not a 30 to 35 carry guy, but what he is he's a very good pass catcher out of the backfield. He's a 15 to 20 touch guy per game, and in those 15 to 20 touches, he is going to be electric with Cam Newton and the receivers that they have on the outside in that offense. So I think that this will be a piece for Carolina to get at number eight, to not even, if he drops that far, they don't even take a second look. They take Christian McCaffrey at number eight, and they're all of a sudden one of the premier offenses in the NFL.
You know, step aside at 22 minutes after the hour of four. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's your chance to walk to the podium and make a selection for an NFL team tonight. We're going to turn the 2017 NFL draft over to you, and then tomorrow we're going to look back and see just how accurate our listeners here in Eastern Iowa were when it comes to trying to figure out. Now, keep in mind, if there's a trade or something, it blows everything up, which is why I look at these mock drafts and take them with a grain of salt. CBS, by the way, agreeing with you. They've got Leonard Fournette going fourth overall tonight to Jacksonville. Interesting, though, that another name comes up with the Chicago Bears on CBS's latest mock draft, and that's Solomon Thomas, the defensive end out of Stanford, which is interesting because I know a lot of Bears fans out there have wanted Jamal Adams to fall to them. But CBS thinks the San Francisco 49ers may take Adams number two overall tonight.
I see projections of Adams going to number two, number three, and I think Jonathan Allen, Jamal Adams, Marshawn Lattimore, Solomon Thomas all could end up anywhere between two and seven. And that's what I'm talking about, and I brought this up to you earlier, Todd. These draft experts who spend their whole year trying to cover this, they look and they have no idea what's going to happen this evening. Jamal Adams would be a perfect fit for San Francisco. He'd be a perfect fit for Chicago. He is a tone-setting safety who is very good in run support. He's good against the pass as well. He's good in coverage, and he's a great leader, and that's what he's been lauded for. He's a coach's son. Coming out of LSU, he would be a good fit in multiple defenses. Solomon Thomas, though, and I think Jonathan Allen was talked about mostly when it came to the Bears early on, but Solomon Thomas is that 3-4 defensive end that they've been looking for a while to play that five technique outside on the outside shoulder of the tackle. So we'll see what happens. I think Solomon Thomas could end up at two. He could end up at seven or eight.
You are the GM tonight, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll step aside, come back, bring you your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update after this.
Getting in shape doesn't have to be boring or expensive. Visit Hull Bicycle Company today to check out their huge selection of new Trek FX fitness bikes. Starting at just $350, a bike from Hull Bicycle will help you stay fit while having loads of fun. With a full array of sizes and models, Hull Bicycle will help you find the perfect bike. Plus, their two-day service turnaround guarantee means more time riding and less time waiting. Visit HullBicycle.com or their revamped showroom in downtown Cedar Rapids. Hull Bicycle, since 1898.
When you need help with your garage door, it's a lot easier to ask one person with hands-on experience a few questions than it is to drive over to the big door companies and get passed around until you finally get to speak to the person who can answer your questions. Well, Olinger Garage Door is a small company with dedicated folks who help you from sales to service. Olinger Garage Doors, based in New Hall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas. The small town guys meeting the big needs of their neighbors. OLLINGER GarageDoors.com.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford Iowa City or online at GearyFord.com.
It's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you live from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids, and on 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa and online at KGYMradio.com, where we invite you to check out the link for our Community MVP program brought to you by our friends at Fairfax State Savings Bank. If you have an event coming up that is a charitable event and you'd like help promoting it, we invite you to suggest that we do so by going to our website, kgymradio.com, and clicking on that Community MVP link, which is right there on the front page for you. $30 gift certificate to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill coming up for you sometime before 5 o'clock tonight. So be listening in the next 40 minutes, and that $30 in fresh Mexican food or margaritas or a combination of both can be yours. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We start with news being reported by the Des Moines Register today that new Drake coach Nico Medved is set to hire former UNI standout Ali Farouk Manesh as his third and final full-time assistant on his coaching staff. Farouk Manesh has spent time on Tim Miles' staff at Nebraska. The Cedar Rapids Colonels claimed the rubber match in their three-game set with the Burlington Bees last night, winning 6-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Right-hander Tyler Wells struck out 7 over 7 innings of work. Jermaine Palacios ran his current hitting streak to 10 games by going 1-for-4 at the plate. The Colonels on the road tonight take on the Peoria Chiefs, with right-hander Sean Poppin scheduled to make the start at Dozer Park. First pitch at 6:30. Colonels back home Tuesday night to take on Lake County. Iowa announced a schedule change today for its weekend baseball series with Penn State at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes and Nittany Lions will play a doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 2 o'clock. The series finale will be played either Saturday at 2 or Sunday at 11 a.m., depending on the weather. Coe and Cornell are set to meet on the diamond tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. First pitch set for 5 o'clock. It's the final event in this year's Bremner Cup Series. The two schools are knotted up at 7 apiece. Coe has never ceded the cup to Cornell in the previous 4 years that they have played for it. And Mount Mercy taking on Clark in a doubleheader right now at Ken Sharapar Field. Clark took game one, unfortunately, 5-1.
Now I'm looking at some mock drafts, and I'm scrolling down to the bottom half of the first round, and the Green Bay Packers sit at number 29, and they're looking for a running back. And that's one of the big is that the biggest area of need at this point?
I think they need some help on the defensive side of the football too, but you need to have a lead back, and I don't know whether Ty Montgomery is. As much as I enjoyed watching him last season, lining up in the backfield with number 88 on, I don't know whether he's the long-term answer there. But I also don't know if you use a first-round pick at that point on a running back if you're the Packers. Maybe there's a better value play in the second or third round later on. They got Eddie Lacy a couple years ago in the second round, and look how great that worked out for him.
So Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network, as well as Mike...
Never trust anyone that has two first names. Yes.
As well as Mike Mayock have filled out their mock drafts. Mike Mayock has the Packers taking Alvin Kamara, the running back out of Tennessee. And Daniel Jeremiah has them taking Joe Mixon, running back out of Oklahoma.
I really like Kamara. And I'll be interested to see where he winds up going. But I talked about this with our former resident Tennessee expert several weeks ago. I said, what can you tell me about Kamara? Because he looks like the type of guy that would be an explosive playmaker in the backfield. And I'm picturing him wearing the green and gold of the Packers, but I don't get too worked up about the draft. As I've said before, whatever happens tonight happens. I got really excited several years ago when they got Lacy in the second round, and look where that went. There have been other picks where I've sort of been, eh, and then it's worked. So I trust the general manager and the scouting and player personnel people to make the right pick, and then we'll see how everything plays out on the field. And you can wear that hat yourself. We're going to put you on the clock, taking phone calls coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll start with the Cleveland Browns and the number one overall selection, and we'll see if we can get through the first 10 picks of the first round, and we'll see what our accuracy percentage is tomorrow. I'm going to set it right now. Over under 60%. Do the listeners hit on 60% or more of the correct picks in the top 10?
Well, the average for an NFL draft expert is like 20%, so I'm going to go under.
Yeah, but our listeners aren't average.
No, I'm talking about the average NFL draft expert.
We're doing it next, right here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM in Eastern Iowa.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your team is on the clock. The big board's mock draft and speculating are over. Some dreams will come true.
With the first pick.
And some will slip away.
Record this, guys, and we'll see if I'm right. I'm usually wrong. Three quarterbacks will go in the first round.
The 2017 NFL Draft. Coverage begins today at 7 Eastern and tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. This just in, counting down to the first round of the NFL draft. There are now multiple reports that the Cleveland Browns will use the first overall pick to take Texas A&M defensive end Miles Garrett. Full coverage of the draft starts at 7 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Radio. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Memphis Grizzlies need wins at home tonight to force Game 7 in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The Raptors lead the Bucks 3-2. The Spurs lead the Grizzlies 3-2. Joakim Noah of the Knicks had rotator cuff surgery today. Recovery time expected to be about 5 months, so Noah could be ready for the start of next season. Baseball finals today. The Cardinals beat the Blue Jays 8-4 on an 11th inning walk-off grand slam by Matt Carpenter. Randall Grichuk had tied the game with a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth. That's the first of two between the Blue Jays and Cardinals today. The Braves beat the Mets 7-5. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes had to leave the game with a hamstring strain. The Phillies win their sixth in a row.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
All right, guys, step up your game and save at GNC. Make sure you're up to every test. Testosterone levels impact nearly every part of men's lives, and T levels decline as men age. Testosterone support begins here. Find new and exclusive testosterone products you can only get at GNC and innovations from top brands like Nugenix, Ultimate Testosterone, and Cellucor P6 Extreme. We're talking enhanced drive and increased vitality. With GNC, you don't have to wait to maximize your potential. Sale ends May 3rd. Change begins here. Hashtag one new GNC.
Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, continuing until 6 o'clock tonight, at which time we cede the floor to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and one of the most popular commissioners in any pro sport, Roger Goodell.
Everybody loves him. Are they going to be... How bad is the booing going to be tonight?
Philly's going to embrace Roger Goodell. Are you kidding me? They call it the city of brotherly love. Roger Goodell walks on that stage, and it's going to be like a Care Bears episode. It's going to be bad tonight.
It's going to be brutal.
Now, last year,
is he going to be able to even talk? That's
last year, when Goodell walked out onto the stage and there was booing, he almost went WWE. It's almost like he fed off it. He was smiling a little bit. He had that Vince McMahon strut going on. Not quite as good as Vince McMahon does it, but... I think Roger Goodell feeds off the negative energy, and there's going to be a lot of it in Philadelphia tonight. Again, we'll get you there, top of the hour. Keep the phone number handy, 319-366-1600, because sometime before 5 o'clock tonight, you're going to need it to call in and win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Three locations, one in Marion, two in Cedar Rapids. And we'll give away our final gift card for La Cantina coming up tomorrow on the program. They've got a cart at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Very, very popular Mexican food at the ballpark. Not something that I would have ever thought 5-10 years ago people would be lining up to get tacos at the ballpark here in Cedar Rapids. But, boy, on a summer night, they've got long lines there.
Now, I always wondered this because Veterans Memorial Stadium, they have just a ridiculous amount of food and beer and drinks. Is that normal in the Midwest League, or is that
it's actually
unique,
you know,
to Cedar Rapids?
On this side, in the Western Division, I would say that it's one of the better ballparks as far as certainly beer selection and food goes. Certainly, I think, in my opinion anyway, the best in the state of Iowa among the four Midwest League teams. Quad Cities probably could stake an argument to that, but it's better than Kane County and it's better than Burlington. And Wisconsin up in Appleton has a nice ballpark, which is a little bit older than ours here in Cedar Rapids, but they've done some renovations to it. What I really like about Wisconsin's ballpark is they've got a little indoor bar that you can go into and watch the game on a closed circuit TV. I've been up there sometimes in the summer when it's 95 degrees outside, and you go get yourself
a
summer shandy and okay. Sit in the air conditioning for a little bit to cool off. And why not? Quad Cities has the same thing too. I've always said if they could do anything over again at that ballpark, I would take where the souvenir store is and I would turn that into an indoor bar. But my wife probably wouldn't like that a whole lot because her office is on the other side of the wall. It'd probably be loud and it would probably be annoying to her. Okay, here's what we're doing right now, and if we had some sort of cash incentive, I think people would take this a little bit more seriously, but shaking the old money tree here at the KGYM Ranch doesn't exactly always work out well for us, so I got nothing for you other than to tell you that all of the money that I wanted to tie to this particular contest, I wanted to take $1,000 And I wanted to, among 10 listeners, if they nailed the first 10 picks in the draft, those people were going to get $100 apiece to give them the incentive to take it seriously and not to call up and be like, the Cleveland Browns, the number one Desmond overall King. Pick, take Desmond King. Exactly. And so I went down the hall today and I said, I've got this crazy idea. Bear with me on this. It's last minute. I want to give away $1,000 if we nail this.
They didn't go for that?
And they didn't, but here's why they didn't go for it. Because we've already lined up a promotion that begins next month.
That's right.
And this is really exciting. And I'll share this with you right now. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for this, whether I'm supposed to be talking about it on the air or not. But beginning next week, when the calendar turns to May, we're going to be giving one listener a day $100 just for listening to the station. We'll have, I guess, more details to come once it gets ironed out, but I'll let you do the math on that. $100 a day, every day in May, the exception being Memorial Day, because we're not on the air that particular day. But you have an opportunity if you listen to us or the gym class. Let's be honest, I'd like it if you were listening to both of us. But as long as you're listening to me and Alex, I'm fine with it. We'll have an opportunity for you to win $100 a day with us during the month of May.
You have me intrigued now, but we don't have all the details. I'm going to have to go.
So there's Jack Squat tied to this right now. But we need somebody either on the text line or on the phone lines to act as the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, because you are on the clock with the number one overall pick in the draft tonight. You're the Cleveland Browns. Who are you taking? 319-366-1600. We'll see if we can get through the first 10 picks of the draft. And then tomorrow when we're at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, we'll circle back and revisit this to see just how accurate the listeners were compared to some of the other mock drafts and then the actual results of the draft.
Now, should we put Jeff on the spot and see if he can find us a little bit of draft music? Or is that...
No. We don't need any music.
No music?
This. No.
Okay.
What do you got? The soundtrack to Draft Day? A movie that I'm very proud to say that I have not seen yet.
None of this? Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, on the text line, because he is a fan of the Browns, I am awarding the first selection to Don, the Ohio State fan. So, Don, I will wait for your selection, and that means that the San Francisco 49ers are on deck. I have a feeling I know who Don is going to take. He wants to take Myles Garrett, and he wants his team to take Myles Garrett tonight, and I think that's what they're going to do. So I think, what'd you say the average was, 20%?
20%. We're already at 10%.
We are already at 10%. That's how terrific our listeners are. If we have any San Francisco 49ers fans, I would love to hear from them right now. 319-366-1600.
This is where things, I think, get really, really wacky, and what was your phrase about the draft? It's the best reality television. Was that you that said that?
I did say that last year. I said this is the best reality TV because you're watching it unfold in real time, and you've got things like the Johnny Manziel selection several years ago, and it just...
Laramie Tunsil last year.
It's great reality TV. Now, we've got a 49ers fan, 0439 on the text line, says, 49ers fan, give me Jamal Adams.
Okay, so Jamal
from
Adams.
From LSU.
Jamal Adams is off the board, and this is a guy that Chicago wanted. And now, Bears fans, let's just say that the draft goes exactly this way, which it very well could. Is Solomon Thomas your selection? And let's just, for the sake of argument, we're taking away the trade or pick away, correct?
We're going the 10 just picks on the board with the teams that currently have them in order. Bears fans, you are on the clock right now. We'll take the first Bears fan at 366-1600. You lean in quarterback? Are you going defensive player? What are you doing? 366-1600. 1,600. Myles Garrett and Jamal Adams, I think there's a really good chance that we could be at the 20% threshold
already
as far as accuracy goes right now.
And I guess that was taking into account the entire first round for these draft experts and not just the first 10 picks. I think we're to 20% already, and a Bears fan has chimed in on the text line. Are we taking 5750?
5750 says the Bears will take Solomon Thomas.
So the Bears select Solomon Thomas. No quarterbacks off the board yet. Are there any Jaguars fans in Eastern Iowa, and are we going to see a running back get selected before a quarterback does?
Adam, if you're listening right now, I want you to make that number 6 selection for the Jets. But before we get to them, we've got to do Jacksonville at 4 and Tennessee at 5. Jacksonville, somebody wants to pick for Jacksonville, they're more than welcome to do it right now at 319-366-1600. The Jaguars take Leonard Fournette. 2263.
All right, so we do in fact see a running back before a quarterback is selected. The question becomes,
which listener screws this up? Well, because I think this is pretty good so far. This is a hell of a first four picks. Now the Titans are on the clock. 319-366-1600. Is there a Titans fan in Eastern Iowa? Yes or no?
Not that I know of. I don't think I have a Titans fan.
I don't think I've ever met a fan of the Tennessee Titans.
Ever.
Including the guy that I used to work for who was from Tennessee.
Can we have a Green Bay Packers fan selecting for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, Dustin said he wanted to select. Well, no, that's right, because I awarded the Jets pick to Adam.
So why don't we do, you want to go with 0376, who I think could be on to something right here?
We'll do that.
So 0376 for the 5th overall pick has the Tennessee Titans selecting defensive end out of Alabama, Jonathan Allen.
And then that leads us to the next three teams. It'll be the Jets, and we'll wait and see whether we hear back from Adam with regard to the Jets. We'll have the Chargers and the Panthers, and then Cincinnati and Buffalo will round out the top 10. We'll see how accurate the first round, the first 10 picks of the draft go with our listeners. But the Jets are on the clock right now, and I'm not seeing anything from Adam here. Can the Jets draft Revis again, 71-91? No, probably not the best.
Now, and he called in just a little bit late, and we already have Jonathan Allen going number 5 to the Titans, but I just want to get his thoughts. Can we do that?
We can, and Tone, I'm going to give you the Chargers pick at 7. So hold tight, and if we hear from Adam, or otherwise Kuhn's going to make the pick, because why not?
All right, Matt in Cedar Rapids, you're a Titans fan. Are you okay with Jonathan Allen going to you at number 5, or would you rather see a wide receiver go off the board?
I'd rather see Lattimore from Ohio State.
So Marshawn Lattimore still on the board. Cornerback is a position of need, or is that the best overall selection at this point?
I think both.
All right, well, we hear it there. Matt in Cedar Rapids, thanks for the call.
Now, we have an issue with the Jets selection at 6 because Adam wanted to take Solomon Thomas, and he went at number 3 to the Bears. So he's not available to take. This would be, by the way, very Jets-like for them
to draft someone who's already been drafted. Is Kyle Brady available? Oh, no, he already retired. Warren Sapp. Oh, okay.
Well, okay, Matt.
That was a deep dig. Sorry, Jets fans.
Matt will have Cincinnati's pick at number 9, since he's a Bengals fan, if we get that far. Carolina at 8, the Chargers at 7, and if we don't hear back from Adam, we need a pick for the Jets.
Okay.
They're on the clock. The time is up.
Should I make this selection?
Make the selection for the Jets.
We've heard a lot of rumblings around this guy with the Jets, and I don't think it's a smokescreen. The New York Jets select Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback, University of North Carolina.
Mitchell Trubisky, the first quarterback to go off the board at number 6 to the Jets. That takes us to the Chargers, followed by the Panthers. You had the Panthers for Leonard Fournette, right?
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, you had McCaffrey, so he would still, in theory, be available.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Los Angeles Chargers.
I thought this might be a position where they might take a developmental quarterback prospect, but with Trubisky off the board, they have many more areas of need.
Okay, 94-88 is a Bills fan, so he gets the 10th selection. So we've got the Bengals and the Bills covered, but right now we need somebody to take the Chargers pick at number 7 and Carolina at 8. Here's where we stand. Cleveland, in our draft, takes Myles Garrett, followed by Jamal Adams going to San Francisco. The Bears then select Solomon Thomas. Jacksonville gets Leonard Fournette. Jonathan Allen goes to Tennessee. And the Jets just selected the first quarterback off the board in Mitchell Trubisky. So somebody step up to the plate and take somebody for the Chargers, because 84-52 really wants to make that selection for the Carolina Panthers, and he wants to make the selection that you have hinted at. So, you know, Alex, since no one is jumping up and taking the selection here for the Chargers, I'm going to let you make the pick.
I remember a couple years ago when the Jets kind of fell into what many people thought would be the best player in the draft. I think the Chargers might do so here.
Now, we've got a couple late selections here, so I'll ask you this. Do we go with 5967 says Malik Hooker? Or do we go in the other direction? Who was the other name that popped up here? The problem with the text line is once a new text comes in, it basically renders the order of things moot. Would that be a good pick in your mind, or do you have somebody else?
I think if he falls this far, it would be very, very difficult for the San Diego Chargers to pass on Jonathan Allen. But I think Malik Hooker would be a solid pick for them. But if Jonathan Allen falls that far...
But Allen went to the Titans at 5 in our draft.
Oh, he did go 5. Yeah. Okay, so we'll go with Malik Hooker.
So we'll go, we award Malik Hooker.
And you award me no points.
Who would not be the first hooker
in
Los Angeles history. Which takes us to, I believe I said 89-52, had the pick for the Carolina Panthers. He says Christian McCaffrey, which you agree with wholeheartedly.
I do. So we have a Cincinnati Bengals fan. Matt, who is your selection? You can call in for your selection, or you can text in, whichever you think is easier. This is going to be interesting to me, because they need a linebacker. They could use some help at defensive end. They could use another wide receiver. Is there a wide receiver like a Corey Davis that's available? Yeah, he's obviously available. John Ross is falling a little bit because of his injury question marks.
Matt, you're on the clock with the 9th pick in the 2017 draft. The Bengals select Hassan Reddick.
Out of Temple.
Hmm.
Hassan Reddick becoming a top 10 pick based off one game in November.
And that leads us to 94-88, I believe, was going to get the Buffalo Bills selection. So if we hear from him, this segment has mercifully come to a close. And then we'll wait around until 6 o'clock tonight and see where everything plays out once the draft gets underway. While we're waiting for the Buffalo Bills selection, we'll step aside, take a quick break, come back, let you know who went at number 10, and give you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update before the top of the hour. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. We know there are so many messages out there from car dealerships. Seems like everyone is claiming they have the crazy best deals and that they are the trusted dealer. The fact is, no one can offer you any better overall deal than we can here at Toyota of Iowa City. And we believe no one offers an easier and more comfortable buying experience than we do. Also, financing is really easy on the budget right now. Camry has 0% financing available for 6 full years, plus $1,000. Or you can get an extra $2,500 if you're not financing. RAV4 has 0% for 5 full years, or an extra $2,000. Lease payments are as low as $219 a month with no money down on certain models. We have the largest inventory we've ever carried. So if you care about a comfortable and easy buying experience and you want to make sure you get the best overall deal, take the time and come see us at Toyota of Iowa City.
5 minutes in front of the hour of 5 o'clock, and the phone lines are open right now. That means they are available for you to be caller number six to 319-366-1600. You're going to take home tonight's $30 gift card to La Cantina. Again, if you're caller number 6-366-1600, you can use it at any of their three locations, the one in Lincoln View Square in Marion, or either of the Cedar Rapids locations downtown or in the fountains off Edgewood. Caller number 6, that gift card is going to be yours. And before we get to our big board update, the Bills selected Reuben Foster at number 10. I had forgotten that 94-88 said if Foster was there, he wanted to take him. So we'll run down this again in just a second. But Midwest One Bank bringing you another big board update. The Des Moines Register is reporting that new Drake basketball coach Nico Medved will hire former UNI standout Ali Farouk Manesh to take the third and final opening on his coaching staff. Farouk Manesh has most recently been a graduate assistant in the Big Ten for Tim Miles at Nebraska. The Cedar Rapids Colonels claimed the rubber match of their three-game set with the Burlington Bees last night as they won 6-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Right-hander Tyler Wells struck out 7 over 7 innings of work. Jermaine Palacios upped his current hitting streak to 10 games. He was 1-for-4 at the plate last night. Colonels are on the road this evening in Peoria, where they take on the Chiefs at Dozer Park. Right-hander Sean Poppin, the scheduled starter for Cedar Rapids. Colonels are back home Tuesday to take on Lake County. Iowa announced a schedule change today for its weekend baseball series with Penn State at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes and Nittany Lions will now play a doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 2 o'clock due to weather concerns over the weekend. The series finale will be played at either 2 o'clock Saturday or 11 a.m. on Sunday. Coe and Cornell are set to meet tonight on the diamond at Veterans Memorial Stadium. First pitch scheduled for 5 o'clock. It's the final event in this year's Bremner Cup Series. The standings currently tied at 7 apiece. Coe has never lost the cup in the previous 4 years. It is on the line tonight. Mount Mercy also in action today, taking on Clark in a doubleheader at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Clark took game one 5-1. And we do believe we'll have Jack Dom with us tomorrow. Reached out to him earlier today. They moved tomorrow's game to today. They're playing today, so he may be available to join us at the Coach's Corner tomorrow for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. We'll run down the top 10 again to start off hour number two, and then a little NFL Draft Edition Would Ya on the line tonight before we talk with Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago as he prepares to tell us what the Bears are going to do tonight at number three.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey, simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The first round of the NFL draft is tonight in Philadelphia. Right now, the Browns, 49ers, and Bears hold the top three picks. Multiple reports now that Cleveland will take Texas A&M defensive end Myles Garrett with that first pick. Wall-to-wall draft coverage on ESPN and ESPN Radio starting at 7 Eastern. ESPN's Adam Kaplan and Adam Schefter report Redskins offensive lineman Morgan Moses will get a 5-year contract extension that will make him the league's second highest paid right tackle. In the NBA playoffs tonight, the Raptors and Spurs can wrap up first round series with game 6 wins on the road. The Raptors in Milwaukee against the Bucks, the Spurs in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says today there are still 2 groups in the running to buy the Florida Marlins. He says reports this week that a group including Derek Jeter and Jeb Bush will own the team are premature. Among the baseball finals today, first of 2